Hallelujah. You know, there may be somebody listening today. I don't know if you're here with us in this place of worship, New Life, or if you're listening online, or sometime down the road, somebody may be listening to this service online. And I just want to say to you this morning that God says, come to me just like you are. You know, sometimes people have this false concept, well, I got to get out, let me straighten up my life just a little bit. And you know, if you keep putting it off and putting it off, well, I got to get this straightened up. But that's not what he says, come unto me. You know, he loves you just like you are. And you say, well, you know, but I've got a broken heart. Well, he still loves you. He'll heal your broken heart. You say, well, I've got all these, my emotions and my mind's all messed up and I'm all confused. If you'll come to him and give yourself to him, he'll clear up your mind. He'll heal all those emotions. Amen. You know, you may say, well, you just don't know what I've done, Pastor Vern. You just don't know how bad I've been. I made all these wrong choices. I've done this. And he says, it doesn't matter. He loved you before you were even born. Amen. He died to save you. He says, if you'll come unto me as you are, he'll make you what he wants you to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's do that second verse again. Can we kind of come in? I don't know if we can come into that or not. Just give me the intro again. Hallelujah. Sorry, you already had your guitar out, didn't you? I wasn't done, was I? I have to give Ronnie time to change instruments. Praise God. Hey, you know, we've got a platform full of musicians. They just don't know they're supposed to be up here yet. Amen? We got a platform of singers, too. Amen. I want us to sing this second verse again where it says, oh, Lord, my God, I give you my hands. You know, they may be scarred and broken. It doesn't matter. Just give them to him this morning.
Oh, Lord, my God, to you I give my hands.
I give my hands.
Oh, Lord, my God, to you I give my feet. Oh, Lord, my God, to you I give my everything.
Even the bad, come on.
Oh, Lord, my God, to you I give my life. Oh, in you I find my peace.
Yeah, in you I find my peace.
In you I find my strength.
Oh, yeah.
In you I live and move and breathe.
Hallelujah.
Let everything I say and do be bounded by my faith in you. I lift up holy hands and say, let the praises ring.
Come on, sing it again.
Let the praises ring.
Let it ring to the Lord God.
Let the praises ring.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise
hallelujah.
The Lord.
Praise God Almighty. Oh, we praise you,
we
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
Lord.
While we're getting ready for the hallelujah. Next worship song, I just want to say this. I don't know if you've realized it or not, but a year ago, thank Pastor couldn't even sing. A year ago, Pastor did well to talk. There was a time a little over a year ago that he sounded just like a mouse, and he still got up here and he preached the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And you couldn't hardly hear him, and his voice would break, and he had no voice. But you know God is the God of restoration. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All he wants is your heart. Amen. It's not all the fancy stuff that goes on in church. It's not all the ceremonies. It's not whether you can sing good or not, or whether you can jump it up and down like I do or not. It's what's in your heart.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless words, no one could express how much you deserve.
Here we are, Lord.
Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath.
I'll give you more than a song, Lord.
I'll give you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required.
In that song, and you know, I believe in faith. I like to confess right and do right. And it says, though I'm weak and poor, well, you know, you got to understand what he's saying there. The writer's saying, in the eyes of the Lord, I'm weak, because when I'm weak, he's strong. So I don't do it on my strength. And I'm poor when I think about the riches that God has, but they're all mine because I belong to him. That's not doubt. That's just saying, everything I got, all my strength, all my wealth, all my goods, everything I got come from him. Amen. Nothing on my own. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing this second verse again. King of endless words. Are you ready?
King of endless words. No one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath.
I'll give you more, come on now.
I'll give you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, to the way you're looking into my heart.
I'm coming back, Lord.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. When it's all about you, it's all about you.
I'm coming back, come on.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you. It's all about you.
I'm coming back now.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus, Lord God Almighty.
We bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We just bring it all and
we
put it before you, Lord God.
God.
I thank you for everyone that's here today.
Thanksgiving.
Everything we have is yours. We give it all to you, Lord God. We don't hold back
Jesus.
Anything. and you just take it. And if it's something you need to remake, you make it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your power that's here today. Power to heal.
Thank you, Jesus.
Power to save. Power to deliver. In Jesus' name, his mighty name we pray. Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody have a praise or a testimony? Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Bob,
you, Doc.
Would you share about a little bit about Glenn? I want you all to hear this testimony. Go ahead, you guys.
Aunt Glenna Mann, and she was dying with pancreatic cancer, and everybody had given up on her except God and herself. And a few days ago, there was a preacher come to her house and said, Glenna, you're healed of the cancer, but your body has overcome what it's done to it. And the truth, it made part of the family about half mad because they was all ready to let her go. And the other night, her church wanted to have church at her house Friday night, so we all went. And when we walked in the house, I was surprised myself. She was sitting up in the bed all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, singing and talking and praising and testifying. And she's convinced that she's healed. She, right now she's got the job of convincing everybody else. So let's continue to pray for her and lift her up and give God the glory for her.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody?
Okay.
I just want to thank you all for praying for my family. My son Harvey, he started drawing his disability. Now, this has only been like 4 months hasn't passed. And you know, to get your disability, it takes about a year. So he got his first check. So I just want to thank you and let you know that, you know, your prayers are being answered. And also, I'd like to thank you for my niece Kelly, her little boy Noah, we've been praying for. He's back home. He's walking and he's thinking, and the doctor says he might be a little bit slow, and so we're believing that God is going to take care of that. And that was little Noah, who was about 2 years old, and he was in a real bad car accident, and the doctors were ready to give up on him, but God has totally, almost totally restored him.
Amen.
And we're believing for that total restoration.
Amen.
Just in a couple months. And we were praying for my sister's family, and that little boy where his one side was not growing and the other side was. Well, that little boy, he is the same on both sides now.
Wow. Praise God.
He is, we prayed over their house because he was seeing things in the house and it was scaring him. So we, last time we were down there, we went through the house praying, and he was asleep while we were there. So we left. And his mom said when he got up, he come in the house and he started looking up. He goes, Mom, it's gone. This is a little three-year-old. He says, Mom, it's gone. He went to the bathroom. He goes, Mom, it's gone. He goes, Mom, can I take a bath? And he never wanted to take a bath because he was so fearful. And so that was about a month ago. And we went down there this weekend. The whole family, because of what's been going on, God's been doing things. they all went to church. They all got saved. They all got baptized. One of the daughters is in the rehab center getting out of drugs. And she says, when I come home, there's going to be a big change. So the pastor where they're going to church is coming to their house on Mondays and discipling them into the church. And they're so excited. Amen. This is a family of seven.
Amen.
And the daughter and husband that was boyfriend that was living there got married.
Amen.
I mean, this is God just totally in a couple months just restored that whole family to salvation, living right, and on fire for God. You just should have seen the excitement in my sister. And she goes, June, we're going to one of those churches that you always told me about. Because she says, you know, I was going to church before. And she says, now I can lift my hands and I can praise God. Amen. She said the church before, only the men were able to raise their hands. And she said, sometimes I catch my hands going up, and I was so sad because I couldn't lift my hands and praise God. But she says, now I've been set free, and I can praise, and I can sing. Amen. And she says, we just love God.
Amen.
See, don't give up on your family.
Amen.
Don't give up on your family. So thank y'all for praying for my family. God is really working in them.
Amen. Amen. I want to say this, and this is another. You know, there's no coincidences in God. And I believe that there are times that you run into people and they'll say things to you that you'll find out later why. But I remember Sherry coming in one Sunday morning or one Sunday night, and somebody had come into the bank. And I don't know if it's somebody you knew or just got to talking, and they had a prayer request for their grandson. Is that right? And the baby's name was Josiah. Well, now, we had been praying for Josiah because Josiah, I mean, you know, he was born with a little spot or something on him. On his leg, and it began to develop into something bad. So we, not knowing who it was, just called out the name Josiah. Well, let me tell you something. Josiah's in the church family. It's Jennifer's nephew, is that right? Jennifer Hensley's nephew. And we had no idea when we were working on camp stuff, and Connie gets to talking about how good Josiah's doing. I said, that's the same baby. And Darlene said, yeah, I told her, that's the same baby we've been praying for. So I just think nothing happens by chance. Mm-hmm. You know, she's in a bank. Who would have thought that somebody would come into a bank and say, I've got a prayer request? So God plants his people everywhere, in a pizza place, right? Anywhere, out on the streets, you know, doing artwork or in a grocery store or in hospice or, you know, even where Brother Cole works. You never know. You know, you're there, and the opportunity, God's got you there, and someday it may just be somebody will come up, and you'll not know, and God will use you. Did you hear me? God will use you to say, maybe we'll pray for that, or, you know, God is faithful. Just, you don't have to say a whole lot. You don't have to preach a sermon. But just know that God's going to use you. And it's exciting. Church, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. Amen? Amen. Sorry. There must be a preaching spirit here this morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Nola got a good report.
We have some on the prayer list we're going to be praying for here this morning, and we'll give you opportunity. Dimple Buck, that's Barbara's mom. She's in the ICU over at Camelsville, lung and heart problems. We'll lift her up. Janice Ramage, continued recovery and healing for her. Is that Carla?
Carla
Turner for healing. Travel Mercies on a trip for Lene and Rhoda and Micaiah, leaving Tuesday. The Annal triplets, Jared, Jade, and James, James is in critical condition. But, and Glenna Manver continued healing, just believing with her. And Joe Lemons for healing. Buster Curran's for rare eye disease. And the Charles Sparks family and the loss of a son, cousin of mine. His dad and my mom were first cousins. And then last week, Laverne had a third cousin on that passed away. So that's two times now, two times in 2 weeks. And so let's remember them. Anybody else have a request you want us to put on here? Would you stand with me as we pray? Heavenly Father, we come into your presence now, and we enter boldly by the blood of Jesus Christ into the throne room. As we, Lord God, have praised and worshiped you and declared our faith in you this morning. We now come to you, Lord God, in this time. We thank you, Father, that you've made it clear in your word that if we would come to you and ask, we'd receive. That we pray according to your will, it'd be done. And Lord God, there's nothing more clear in your word than the fact that you want to heal and save. Because you said you forgive all of our iniquities and you heal all of our diseases. And Lord God, on this request list this morning, there is not anything on there beyond your capabilities. I thank you, Lord God, that these names that have been spoken before you this morning, I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you're going to be with Dimple. Lord God, she needs healing. She needs a touch. Janice needs complete restoration this morning and healing. Carla needs a healing. Thank you for being with Lene and her family as they travel. And thank you, Lord God, for being with the Anal triplets, especially little James. We just speak wholeness to him. Amen. Bring him through it, Lord God. We thank you for it. And thank you, Lord God, for the continued healing of Glenna. And for that touching Joe and for healing him, Lord God, and Buster. Lord God, doesn't matter how rare something is or how unknown it may be by the doctors, doesn't take you by surprise. And I thank you, Lord, for being with the Sparks family. I thank you, Lord God, for ministering to them, helping them, Lord God, through this time of heartbreak and loss. Thank you for being with the youth pastor of Monica's Amen. Friend. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for your healing power, for being with the family that lost the family member in the wreck. And thank you for being with Libby. Amen. We believe, Lord God, that you can take care of that situation.
Amen.
When, oh, Lord God, you didn't say beg and cry and moan and groan and plead and you do it. You said ask.
Amen.
And you receive.
Amen.
So, Lord God, we're asking. We're asking you, Lord God, just to be faithful to your word. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. I thank you for each one that's here. I thank you, Lord God, for each one that is listening through the internet. I thank you, Lord God, that your word is true and alive, and your spirit is present, Lord God,
Amen.
To move and to touch us, to flow,
Amen.
Lord God, through this
Amen.
Place. Lord Amen. God, let your spirit accomplish this morning. what needs to be accomplished in each heart and each life. I thank you, Lord God, that there's no one here this morning that you don't love. There's no one here this morning that you're mad at. But, Lord God, your compassion is reaching out to them. And your arms, Lord God, have embraced them. I thank you, Lord God, for that. And I pray, Lord God, that you'd be with those who are in authority in our country and other countries. All those who are in authority, you said pray for them. And so I pray for them now, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for our country. I pray for the situations that are developing in it, Lord God. Let someone listen to you. Let someone in authority listen to you, Lord God. And we thank you. I thank you for your word that, and your prophets, Lord God, that are speaking. And we believe, Lord God, that throughout the world, you're still in charge. You're still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Lord God, in spite of whatever thing may be going on around, we're still Amen. Part of your kingdom. Amen. We're still your citizens. Amen. We still, Lord God, belong to you. Amen. And help us to understand that you are going to take care of us for that reason. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessing and for your mercy. Lord God, I thank you for being with us today. And all that we do and all that we say, may we be touched by your presence. May we prosper from being here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team. I would just like to say this while the children are going to their classes and the nursery and preschool, that beginning on Wednesday nights now, the Wednesday night service will be live streamed. They're not going to record it, but if you are near your computer, if you want to get on the website, you can't make it on Wednesday night at 6:30, you'll be able to hear the Bible teaching on Wednesday night. And so we're just thankful that God has provided. I've heard several people say that it has really meant a lot to them when they couldn't make it or they were involved in a situation that they could turn it on and they could be a part of the service even though they weren't here. So thank you, Pastor.
Amen. And while we're getting settled down with everything that's going on,